At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
鬼岛之音
Ghost Island Media. Hey, it's Emily Waiwu here, executive producer of the show at Ghost Island Media. Today's piece is a fictional murder mystery written by our intern, Claudia. It's loosely based on the people in our office, but just a quick warning here, it does contain scenes of sensitive subjects and graphic descriptions of violence. But rest assured, everybody is okay.
Hey, is that a reusable straw you're using?
No, Nature Nate. I hate the environment. Do you know why so many people are crowded around the office today?
Haven't you heard? I think someone is missing. One of the interns? Jennifer?
Jennifer's not an intern. Also, what?
Hi. So, usually Jennifer does this part, but I guess she's not here right now, so... This is In Training, the intern podcast. Stuff happens here. Lots of things. Today, we will be investigating the mysterious disappearance of Jennifer Liu, last seen as an employee at the Taiwan-based podcast company, Ghost Island Media. Jennifer is a student at the University of Southern California. She's from Hsinchu, Taiwan, a place where nothing really happens, and has been in Taiwan for the past year due to COVID. Jennifer was described to have a swagger, and a coworker said that she sometimes gave a shit.
Jennifer, right, she sometimes gave a shit.
On July 13th, 2020, Jennifer and three other interns entered the office of Ghost Island Media, located in a co-working space in Taipei. Jennifer was a marketing intern, mainly responsible for social media. She created episodes 1 and 5 of In Training, the intern podcast. She also became the voice of the podcast, narrating the opening for every episode. She is the youngest intern Ghost Island Media has ever had. According to most co-workers' attitude towards her, she was generally liked.
I liked Jennifer.
Oh, I did too.
Jennifer, who studied public relations, was put on PR tasks right away. She was gifted in the art of making Instagram stories, using Canva, and stalking people. At the end of her summer internship period, co-founders Kathy Xu and Emily Y. Wu were delighted that Jennifer would stay on as a full-time employee. Jennifer's primary responsibility was to run the Ghost Island Media Instagram, working closely with co-founder Kathy Xu in creating an attractive feed. But things have changed. Kathy constantly complained about Jennifer's lack of attention to detail when creating Canva graphics, and Jennifer often argued with Kathy over font use.
Jennifer always makes mistakes.
On October 2nd, 2020, a group of new interns came into work. Ajahn Liao, a fellow student who loves candy. Alice Ye, a pigeon enthusiast. Marina Cheng, who only wears black. Christina Ni, who knows her way around the mind and spirit. And Min Chow, the vegetarian. All of these interns said that they all really like Jennifer.
We really like Jennifer!
And that they all had good memories with Jennifer while she was here.
We had good memories with Jennifer while she was here.
Ajin specifically said that Jennifer would go and get snacks with her in the morning, while Christina, who sat next to Jennifer, loved playing with her hair. These interns will go on to become increasingly close with Jennifer as the fall continues. On December 29th, 2020, Ghost Island Media had an annual holiday party. This is the holiday party where the infamous telephone video was filmed. When Emily whispered into Jennifer's ear, Jennifer let out a loud, causing the entire crowd to erupt into laughter. In the end, the losing team, which is not Jennifer's team, danced to a Mandarin language proverb. After the party, Ghost Island Media friends Alice, Ajin, Christina, Kathy, Trevor, Ellie, and Doreen went to sing karaoke at New CB Party in Taipei City. Jennifer did not show up, but people seemed to have had some interesting conversations, including topics about Harry Potter, gummy bear flavors, and celebrities that people hate. On December 30th, 2020, Jennifer had a discussion with Yu Chen about the Patreon campaign for the show Waste Not, Why Not. Later, Yu Chen recorded an episode of Waste Not, Why Not with Nature Nate, and Trevor, who was in the recording room with them, said that Yu Chen went to the bathroom for a long, extended period of time. We don't know what happened for the rest of the day, but sources say that Jennifer was staying overtime to complete a social post, what will be her last social post at Ghost Island Media before she went missing. Both Kathy and Emily were with her as she wrote the social post, and the authorities at the co-working space state that they heard loud noises coming from the office in the later hours. The next day, Jennifer was completely missing. We have not heard from her, the company Instagram remains untouched, and she hasn't been updating her own social media as well. How she disappeared still remains a mystery. And now, here are some theories as to what could have happened. Many say that an obvious suspect in Jennifer's disappearance is the intern Christina. Christina sat next to Jennifer and has always played with her hair lovingly. She has also, on multiple occasions, stated that she has never seen someone whose energy matches this much with hers.
I love how the first person I see at work is usually Jennifer. She sits there radiating young energy and doing her stuff.
This could be a motivation for not a murder case, but a kidnapping case. Did Christina kidnap Jennifer because she really, really likes her? In this theory, Christina had an accomplice, Min, the vegetarian. As previously mentioned, Min is a vegetarian, but on many occasions said that she doesn't like mentioning that she is a vegetarian. Anonymous sources actually say that they have seen Min eating fried chicken outside of work, which is not vegetarian. Min is also known for her large sum of books, which she reads and posts on social media. But where do all these books come from? This theory states that Christina bribed Min with a large sum of books. She told Min to pretend to be vegetarian so Min can bring her own food and be part of Christina's plan. Since Christina knows her way around drugs, she would put a drug in a pre-made food and have Min give it to Jennifer. Is it possible that Christina drugged Jennifer at some point so she could kidnap her? To make this plan work, Christina had Min bring in what seemed to be a small bottle of salad dressing to put in Jennifer's salad. But this is only stage one of the plan. The salad dressing would only plant one harmless chemical into Jennifer's body. Now Christina needed stage two for this plan to work. Remember New CB Party and how they talked about gummy bears?
Atsun doesn't really eat any of the clear gummy bears. She really doesn't.
And that was it. Before Atsun and Jennifer went to get candy in the morning as usual, Christina put another chemical in every clear gummy bear in the snack bowl. Once Jennifer had both chemicals in her body, she passed out when the poison settled in, which should be exactly when she left the office. That is when Christina put her in a car and drove her away so she can have her forever.
The perfect length, silky black hair.
Theory 2. The Guava Theory. The suspect here is Yu Chen Lai, Jennifer's other neighbor. He produces Waste Not, Why Not, and edits Ghost Island Media's other shows. Since the beginning of his time at Ghost Island Media, Yu Chen has always been a mystery. In fact, according to co-founder Emily, who files all the expenses, no one has ever seen Yu Chen's official identification. Is his name really Yu Chen? Does Yu Chen even exist? Can we trust a man that doesn't exist? Yu Chen also stated himself that he does not talk to Jennifer that much despite being seated next to her. And the only time Yu Chen worked closely with Jennifer is on the Patreon campaign for Waste Not, Why Not that happened earlier that month. And then there's the cryptic Twitter, @aguavaemoji, which this theory was named after. People have found a tweet that was tweeted out the day Jennifer disappeared. The tweet reads, quote, "My vibe for 2021 will be, neighbor's dumb dog who's happy to see you until it sees something else." Notice the mention of the word neighbor. As previously mentioned, Yu Chen sits next to Jennifer, which makes Jennifer his neighbor. Did Yu Chen just want a different neighbor? Forensics artists have broken this tweet down like so. The neighbor is obviously referring to Jennifer. Many speculate that the dumb dog could be referring to the Patreon campaign. According to a trustworthy source, Yu Chen has commented on the lack of Patreon backers on the Waste Not, Why Not Patreon, even after the entire Patreon campaign. Disappointed, Yu Chen could only refer to this campaign as a dumb dog, especially because Jennifer was the one leading it, making her the owner of this dumb dog. The dumb dog gets distracted when it sees something else, meaning it loses its steam, just like the Patreon campaign. This seems to disappoint Yu Chen, as seen in all of his excessive retweeting of fun indie games and cute animal photos. Flash forward to the holiday party. In the infamous video that we referred to in the beginning, Yu Chen got extremely aggressive when wanting the other team to dance. Seeing as every other coworker was shocked at the expression, Yu Chen seems to not be a man who gets angry easily. Maybe Yu Chen could be in an angry mood because of the Patreon drive? And if Jennifer disappeared because of Yu Chen's anger, it is a concern to everyone else at Ghost Island Media. Who is Yu Chen Lai, anyways? Will he show us any of his official documents?
Who am I? What happened to Jennifer? Well, why don't you find out at patreon.com/wastenotwhynot. That's patreon.com/wastenotwhynot, one word.
Theory 3. The co-founder murder. As mentioned before, Kathy and Jennifer worked very closely together to run Instagram. And according to an anonymous source, Kathy said that Jennifer has posted images that she was not happy with, making her even more furious. Additionally, Jennifer was responsible for Emily's schedule, with the press, with potential investors, and other important people. It is very possible that Jennifer screwed something up. Kathy and Emily were the last two people to see Jennifer, as they were working on a social post together on the day of Jennifer's disappearance. According to the authorities at the co-working space, they heard loud noises in the office in the late hour, showing that there was, indeed, some sort of conflict. What happened at the meeting that evening? Was there an accident? Did they get rid of the body? Many suspect that it did get violent, and both Emily and Kathy were forced to get rid of the body in order to uphold Ghost Island Media's good PR. This is a plausible theory, as there are many things in the office that could have been used as a murder weapon, such as the 10-foot-tall flagpoles beside the door. Jennifer held that flagpole at Pride. or the pile of metal lamps that people don't use. Even a 3x3 piece of metal hanging above all our heads, blocking the AC unit. And to this day, we still don't know what it's for. Or a mysterious bottle of Russian vodka with nothing in it, and nobody knows where it came from or who finished it. People also suspect that Jennifer could have accidentally tripped on the ripped out carpet outside of our office. And although no one saw how or when Kathy and Emily went to hide Jennifer's body, upon scanning our office, investigators say that the pile of boxes in the corner could have been a very useful tool to conceal the body. But both Kathy and Emily have nothing to say about this theory.
I have nothing to say.
We have nothing to say about this.
I personally have nothing to say.
Okay, now, get back to work.
For all we know, none of these theories could be true. But the people of Ghost Island Media really miss Jennifer. We miss her being very tall and eating all the snacks. Sometimes she sat on the floor and worked from there, and that was great. We had great memories with Jennifer, and we don't want those to be our last. If you have seen a woman that looks like Jennifer, please contact us on all social media platforms. We are Ghost Island Media on Facebook and @GhostIslandMe on both Instagram and Twitter. Thank you so much for listening, and Jennifer, if you're out there and you're listening, please come back. You know where to find us.
Hey, don't leave just yet. Stick around after the credits for words from our executive producers. This episode was written, directed, and edited by Claudia Sheng. Characters you've heard today were based off of real people in our office, but the events are entirely fictional. Well, we did have a holiday party. We do have an internship program, but Yu Chen is not angry about the Patreon, though you should still donate to Waste Now Why Not. And Jennifer is not actually missing. Performance by Nature Nate, Christina, Yu Chen Lai, Emily Wai Wu, Kathy Shu, Alice Ye, Liu Xiao, and Min Chao. Coordination by Trevor Liu. This is a Ghost Island Media production. Special thanks to Blue for the Yeti microphone, and Future Ward for the recording space. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Hey, it's Emily. I'm back with our final commentary piece for Claudia. Claudia's been with us for the past 7 months since the summer of 2020, so she knows the office and the people really, really well. During the 7 months, she overlapped with Jennifer. They're good friends, and in a way, this was Claudia's send-off piece for Jennifer. So we thought that was really sweet. But now that she's raised the bar, we don't know how we're going to send Claudia off as a thank you for all the time she spent with us. Claudia, outside of her time at Ghost Island Media, is a film student. Over the past 7 months, it's been really fun seeing how Claudia has grown as a creator. She's done 4 episodes with us. The first episode was a very straightforward 10-minute personal essay film critique. And for her next one, she turned it up a notch. It was a journalism piece. For her third one, she turned it fiction, and it was a satire on the entire podcasting industry. And this one, she got even more creative. During her critique, everybody just listened and enjoyed and laughed a lot. It's been great working with Claudia. She's heading back to school next semester. We wish her all the best and can't wait to see her future work as a film director.